We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
That was a rigged election, and it's a shame that we had to go through it. It's very bad for our country. All over the world, they looked at it.
It was not a rigged election. It was not a stolen election. You and your supporters lost more than 60 court cases on the election. It's been nearly 2.5 years. Can you publicly acknowledge that you did lose the 2020 election?
Let me just go on. If you look at True the Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes.
Republican officials debunked those claims about fraudulent ballots.
Turn on the News has obtained audio from the future, from the Fox News coverage of the 2024 election.
Here we go.
Voters have made their voices heard. This could be the most important election in our lifetime.
So what we're hearing is, and remember, this is not decisive, what we're seeing is
Trump
may be overperforming in Georgia and Arizona. So our early read would be closer than polls have suggested. Listen, this is privileged information. Leaks that suppress or encourage turnout could result in our ejection from the national election pool, okay?
Yeah, you heard the man. Zip it.
My team's playing your team. It's only spicy because if my team wins, they're going to shoot your team.
Okay, but what are you hearing? Seriously, are these your vans, the Nazi vans?
The van? Oh, the fun vans? The fun buses? Yeah.
Yeah, in Florida, they picked people up telling them they were taking them to vote, and then a kid got left by the highway. It's kidnapping, Rome.
It's kidnapping now? False flag. Nice try.
You in an ATM shift?
Upstairs. Leave it to them. Dad's rules.
Well, they need to be covering the intimidation. Pretty dark, Shiv. Who watches the watchman?
You know?
Who watches the Watchmen? I do. You getting good numbers?
Good. I'm just watching the weather.
Storm clouds in Nevada. We got people in line. Disturbance in Wisconsin. But, yeah. Scared, but good. Precinct that is. Pennsylvania, Arizona. Could be tough.
Sophie's freaked out about the election.
What do you mean? What? Is she okay?
Someone kind of pushed by her. The guy had on a
Donald Trump
shirt.
We are all okay,
yeah.
But we're a bit freaked out.
Tonight, police in Fairfax, Virginia, working to figure out why a man entered Congressman Jerry Conley's district office and went on a rampage.
It is very concerning, and it's quite frankly scary that someone can just walk up to an office holding a baseball bat and just start swinging.
According to Connolly, the suspect, identified by police as Juan Ca Tran Pham, came into the office demanding to see the congressman, who wasn't there. He allegedly then went on the attack, hitting two of Connolly's staffers with a metal bat, one of them an intern. It was her first day on the job. He then went into a rage, crushing office computers and breaking glass. Police arrived within 5 minutes and took Pham into custody. Both staffers were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
We are all praying for the quick recovery for the staffers.
Pham was not known to Capitol Police, but filed a lawsuit against the CIA last year, claiming the agency had been wrongfully imprisoning him in a lower perspective based on physics, and alleging that he is being brutally tortured from the fourth dimension. According to Capitol Police, threats against members have skyrocketed from just over 4,000 in 2017 to almost 10,000 in 2021, the same year as the January 6th attack.
Are you concerned that you might be stoking more racial violence or more racial discourse?
It's a question he's faced for years, accused of fanning the fires of hatred.
When you bash immigrants, when you bash refugees, when you say we want to put up a wall, when you say we want to ban all Muslims, it's not responsible for it, but it does cause this cauldron.
President Trump disagrees.
I think my rhetoric is it brings people together.
But does it? The president and his words appearing in scores of police reports and courtrooms. After these two brothers beat a sleeping homeless man in Boston, one of them telling police, Donald Trump was right. All these illegals need to be deported. The victim was in the country legally. And this Cleveland man attacked his African-American neighbors with a knife and then tells police, Donald Trump will fix them because they are scared of Donald Trump. And from Gainesville, Florida, a Latino man is working outside of his convenience store when he says a stranger suddenly bashes him in the head. Moments later, the victim describing the attack.
Hit me in my back of my head, bro. That's it. This is for Trump.
After reviewing hundreds of police reports and court records from across the country, ABC News found more than 50 criminal cases where Donald Trump was explicitly invoked in relation to violent acts, threats, or alleged assaults.
The suspect yelled the word Trump as he hit the East African man.
Officials say that he followed her yelling Donald Trump when she tried to get away.
He threatened to kill two members of Congress. He says he made the calls because he was upset about the impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
ABC News searched for past cases similarly invoking Presidents Bush or Obama, but could not find one. This incident at a gas station in Bellevue, Washington, when police say 56-year-old Kenneth Sharpie drove his truck toward two brothers, threatening to kill them for being Muslim. He then tries to explain his actions to a police officer.
I think I said, you know, please get out of my country because I don't like him here. And this is why I like Trump. And he's doing the same thing as I feel, wants him out of our country.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
This man was arrested after threatening to massacre employees of the Boston Globe for their coverage of Trump. In more than a dozen calls to the newspaper, he declares, "You are the enemy of the people."
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are.
In 10 of the cases identified by ABC News, defense attorneys specifically cited Trump in court to help explain their clients' violent or threatening actions.
We begin tonight with the latest on that fast-moving investigation into a Florida man. Federal officials now say mailed 14 bombs targeting President Trump's highest-profile critics.
After Cesar Sayoc pleaded guilty to 65 federal charges, his lawyer tells the judge, "We believe the president's rhetoric contributed to Mr. Sayoc's behavior."
It is disconcerting to law enforcement that there are people out there, mentally unwell, violence-prone individuals in our society who will hear the words of the President of the United States and view those words as permission to go out and conduct an attack against others.
We still think we can win.
Sure.
But I am very focused on losing.
All right.
Winning is easy. Winning would take care of itself.
Sure.
But if I lose, I need to work on what assholes would call the narrative.
Like insurgent campaign, unfairly maligned as extremist by the coastal masturbation factory.
Exactly. If I lose, I want it correctly characterized as a huge victory. Overperformed. Right? Mm-hmm. I want to be the president. I want you to be a partner in that, and if it isn't tonight, it will be next time.
Even if you're not going to be the president, you're going to be our president.
Exactly. You, me, we'll go far.
Over the road and into the bar.
And it is 7 o'clock on the East Coast, which means polls have just closed in half a dozen states. The most closely watched states at this hour, Georgia with its 16 electoral votes and Virginia with its 13, both key battleground states. As of this moment, it is too early to project a winner in either.
As we heat up, Tom, how much do you want to give to fair bit of intimidation, his folks and ours? So like fire in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, could be nasty. Could be electrical failure, might be
drunk.
Camera smashed, crew harassed in Portland, that's them.
I trust you.
Hey, Tom.
Hello?
You got this fire in Wisconsin? You got this?
Yes, I think we have that. Yeah, electrical.
Where are we
covering, Tom?
Well, because we always have to choose what to focus on. And just because something is on fire doesn't make it news.
Electrical failure?
Not what we hear.
No, it's not what Nate hears, Tom.
Well, bully for Nate.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Nate.
We need to be all over this, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, I just think it's important to keep our unique perspective.
Because we are getting conflicting reporting.
What about the actual photos I can see of it happening on my phone?
Look, there are
many, many things happening in this nation right now. There are a million data points, and we have to select the ones that are consequential.
If these nut jobs are going paramilitary, we could say that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yes, we just need to respect our viewership.
By not telling them anything that they don't want to hear.
You guys get this about the Antifa firebombing in Milwaukee?
No, we hear it's just people.
Drunk!
Okay, when it becomes a story, then we'll run the story.
Well, this is happening in what, a vote counting center?
Yeah, so it's a story, Tom, it's a story.
On it.
Do not micromanage.
Tom!
Yes,
Tom,
yes.
You're evacuating. We've got a local chopper up and a reporter on the way.
Okay, guys, I've got to manage this. I'll keep you looped, yeah? Talk to Greg, yeah?
Oh. Yeah, hey.
Happy to keep you fully
abreast.
We're not
talking to Greg.
I can be your link of gossip.
Amateur hour down there.
Okay, so if it happened in Milwaukee and if it's deliberate, then it's
drunk.
False flag, could be.
You can't just say false flag
false
every time
flag.
You don't agree with something.
Okay, guys.
We want to report about a fire in Milwaukee, initially thought to have been caused by an electrical failure. But now there are claims and some counterclaims being made by groups who are protesting alleged voting irregularities.
Hey. Okay, well, do you know if any of the ballots are intact?
It doesn't look likely.
Where are you at?
Depends how many votes have gone.
But ballots have been lost.
Oh, yeah. We're
chartering flights to Milwaukee. A ton of number crunching by our analytics team. We're trying to check the
Milwaukee County voter rolls
to see who's voted so far. But listen, can you help with the narrative?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you got all the bodies that you need?
Yeah, we have
bodies. We have a SWAT team on it. They're interfacing with the Wisconsin team.
In terms of the fire, it is still burning, and crews are struggling to contain, let alone extinguish.
Are there any reports so far of injuries?
None for now, fortunately. The building was evacuated immediately.
Like who's responsible? That's the story, right? Who burnt this place down?
Yeah, to me, it always comes down to a couple old favorites. The blacks or the Jews? I'm kidding. Joke.
Would you please?
It's probably going to come down to a handful of states like Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Ignore the narratives early on and just realize that we're going to be in for a dogfight for a late night in those last couple of states.
It is 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Uh-huh. Polls have just closed in four more key states.
So under state law, the vote can't be certified until the absentee ballots are counted. So no Wisconsin result is valid until the absentee ballots are counted.
Okay.
There's like 100,000 absentee Milwaukee ballots missing. So we have to figure out a way to go forward.
Well, go forward to undermine
Trump's
lead.
Does he have a lead? I mean, is
yep.
that right?
Yeah.
An artificial lead with 100,000 Milwaukee absentee ballots missing. Every vote must be counted.
Yeah. I think she's right.
Well,
I think she's right.
Well, yeah, okay, but we can count the votes that we have. However, unfortunately, some are lost, so.
Unfortunately, some are lost? Meaning
yeah.
What? Fascist gets burnt them.
We literally do not know that. It could very easily be your they love fires.
You're making hay for political violence.
Or your guys knew they were going to lose, so they did something crazy to throw it into question and get a revote.
You don't believe that?
Yeah, maybe I do. I don't know.
So I don't know why you're getting so uppity about this.
Why are you getting so uppity about this if you're so confident?
Because if Trump wins, it's the end of the world, okay? So I'd like a little bit fucking real.
So FVA is saying they have enough vote reported to call Wisconsin. So Freedom Voice America and Very News are calling.
Great, the maniacs.
Okay. Wow. Well, can't get outflanked and we need to be fast, so I think we should call it, right?
Wait,
let's call it.
No,
hold on,
no, 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 no.
Tom, what is like an independent? Can you get us Decision Desk Darwin?
Yes, yep.
I want to say a few words about the emerging situation in Milwaukee, a situation the American people are watching with increasing concern. We have a process, and it
is sacrosanct. Respect the process. Count every vote. Are you so dull? Flop your out. Pop a nut. Do something.
That decision will have no legitimacy if it does not account for all the ballots cast.
Okay, Dar, thank you. And we have some thoughts and some questions.
Thank you, Darwin. Do you have a result as it stands in Wisconsin?
We tallied the vote totals
okay.
So
yeah,
far.
Yeah, I know. And?
Margin from
Drumpf
is significant. Couldn't be made up by outstanding existing uncounted votes, only the ones destroyed.
Okay, and we're not waiting for burned votes, so we call it.
No, I think they have to hold it again. No, a revote.
I would say revote is incredibly rare and complex because while we theoretically know everyone who requested an absentee ballot, we don't entirely know how many turned them in, and there's nothing in Wisconsin law that really covers what to do.
Exactly. You can't do it. Boom.
Drumpf.
Thank you.
But of course, we think, the team knows. We know how the missing votes would have broken down.
Well, they're gone. There's no way to know what was on those ballots.
Well, we do know, because past elections, Milwaukee overwhelmingly votes Democrat.
But you don't actually know.
Sure. I just basically do know.
We do know.
Because you're so plugged in, you know how all the little peasants vote, what's in their hearts, because
no,
you don't know.
Not. The grown-ups table be serious.
This is serious. Ballots get lost every election. You can't get burnt ballots back.
Bullshit. Just bullshit.
You're
bullshit.
Bullshit.
Not bullshit. Yeah. Full of bullshit.
Yeah.
What?
You sound a little unhinged.
You watch it, Tom. We do
okay.
know.
Okay, there's no way to say in here how people would have voted. I mean, you want to just run your model and not bother with all the people?
We're saying, historically, people overwhelmingly...
Historically, people used to burn witches. Are you saying we should
burn witches? Rome, look, we just know that the fire would have destroyed a lot of Jimenez ballots.
Oh, so fire favors GOP, claims Mad Witch.
We just know.
Okay, well, we're not going to rerun the election. And if the right gets wrongly blamed for this...
What would that do?
If the left does, could get nasty.
Isn't this funny? With polls, which undercount support... for traditional values. So yeah, maybe some of the crazies heard they were underperforming and decided to stop the counting and destroy the evidence. And so yeah, you just stay quiet.
Roman
we'll
said talking
points. What we think was on those ballots. We'll decide, yeah?
Is she down there?
They know best, right? And you'll eat what's for dinner because they don't really care for folks who answer back or ask too many questions. Shut up! Enumerate residuum. We'll figure it out and issue you with your new government to march into your homes and take whatever we want in the way of your mechanisms of self-defense.
I don't feel good necessarily about this role.
Shucks.
Apparently the Democrats are accusing this fire of being biased. That's right. Yeah, that sounds pretty much something out of their camp. It only burnt Democratic votes. Yeah? You know, it's one of those picky fires.
Hey. So, thanks for, whatever. We have the votes, so can't rerun fairly and can't let lefty terrorism affect this, so let's call it.
On what precedent? By what authority?
By the power of me telling you what to put on the telebox mouthpiece.
I don't think we can do that, guys.
I think we can do it, Dar.
If we call it, and the others went his way.
Right, well, look, there are still outstanding states. There's Michigan, Ohio, Georgia, Arizona. It's really not that big a deal. It's one state.
I'm worried it's not a decision that I could necessarily...
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you. And everyone respects you, Darwin, but this isn't actually a numbers thing.
I mean, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the Milwaukee Election Commission will go to court, and the camps will litigate it, and it'll be a jurisdiction fight that I think
Drumpf
might shape, but, you know, I can't just...
Yeah, that's great, but I'm just gonna say we're good, and that's on me. The votes that exist have been tallied, and that gives
Drumpf
the state.
But you don't make the call. I make the call.
We're going to make the call together.
You can't make the call until I make the call.
Okay, so I'm not going to make you do anything. This is the situation in Wisconsin. How would you feel if we were to not call it, but...
Like pending. We could call it pending.
You could even explain it. We can get a camera on you to explain it to people.
I could explain. And could there be a graphic that makes it clear the call isn't a call?
Pending call.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so...
Yeah?
Okay.
Satisfied?
As soon as we can.
Great.
We are calling Wisconsin for Mencken 5 minutes. Is that graphic ready?
There is a big old call to make right now, and that is ATN is projecting that
Donald Trump
has won the state of Wisconsin.
You know, we've been reporting on that fire in the Milwaukee Vote Count Center. Nonetheless, our decision desk is confident in making this call.
Donald Trump
has won the state of Wisconsin.
A dead heat.
Polls will be closing soon in Alaska, the only state yet to be called other than Arizona, and its 11 electoral votes.
Just a heads up, we are getting it from the campaigns that the data nerds are hearing that, well, dark, you say.
So Arizona is going to go red.
All right, well, then that would be it, right?
I mean, we're kind of boxed in because of Wisconsin. I don't feel comfortable calling it.
PGN is going to be calling it, right, Tom? I mean, they're going to call Arizona.
Because if we call it because of Wisconsin, we called Wisconsin pending.
We already called Wisconsin, okay? We can't uncall Wisconsin, can we? That would make us all look pretty unprofessional.
So, Arizona, we're calling the election?
Yeah.
No? No.
It's math,
Tom,
dude.
Will you guys give us a minute, please?
Sure, okay.
1 minute. Be back in 1 minute, please. What? That's it.
I don't know.
That's it.
Like, maybe we revisit Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that was kind of...
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I get it. No, you're going to, like, Big Brother it right now. That's what you're going to do?
No. Like what?
Oh, like when, you know, if you want roast chicken and I wanted steak, we always had chicken.
Because you freak out. You tantrum, so they thought...
Tantrum because I never had a steak.
Well, I think they got scared if you tantrum, then you'd think you'd won, so they couldn't let you have
I never
a steak.
Won, it was always chicken.
So because we had so much chicken when we were kids, I have to elect a fascist.
Yeah. If we don't call it early and he wins anyway, which is perfectly possible, but without us tonight, think about that. With FVA and Vera News backing him, we're left the most dickless eunuchs in Cucktown.
We call it. We call this.
Mm-hmm.
We push it.
Yeah.
Maybe it happens.
Yeah, we give it to Trump.
My kids, the whole thing.
Ooh, America. Mm.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a nice idea, you know, all the different people together.
What?
Apart from the matter of him smashing the country to pieces.
Oh, God, don't be such a prissy. Okay, maybe we could deal with a dose of that, right? Like a nice little dose of the Frighteners, wine back 20?
You know, one of those
Trump
guys pushed my daughter.
She's okay.
We do this. People are gonna say shit.
Yeah, we'll be in the West Wing. Nothing matters, Ken. Nothing matters. And the country's just a big waiting to get action, okay? We can pay for any damages. Let's just jam our heads in the bosom of history and just right? I mean, or we sit on our hands like a couple of damsels in distress and, you know, let our chance slip away.
We call it for him. That gives him legitimacy to declare. We're in bed with him, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it'll get ground out in the courts, whatever we say.
Sure, right. He's...
Trump!
The nightmare. Yeah. Plausible in a decadent era. He says the bad. He believes the bad.
It wouldn't actually be making him president.
Oh, sure, we might not be able to crown him, but we can stop him. He has momentum tonight. It makes it possible. He needs our call. We throw the papers and the whole thing in for him, and then in a month, a week from now, the courts go the other way. We're essentially done as a news organization. Come on! Who are we?
Oh, well. Well, no one think of the children.
You know what? No, I'm not gonna let this happen. There comes a time where you have to stand
up for
what you... Seriously, this is real, okay? Mm-hmm. I have a concern for the state of the republic and pluralism and the future of this country.
So
and it is
such
real.
Such a bullshit. Jesus. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
So, call it. You can call it.
No.
We're calling it?
Yeah, we called Wisconsin. Now we're going to call Arizona, so we call the election. We call the election?
Call it.
No.
Call it.
No, Tom. No, you're making a terrible mistake. Please don't.
Hey, guys, it's not my call.
Okay.
It's your call. It's up
our
to you.
Call.
If you say so.
I call say it. So.
I say so.
Pontius Pilate!
No one cares. No one
hey,
cares.
Yeah. Hey,
is.
Tell him I'm coming down.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to call it. Yeah, we're calling from...
Trump!
Oh.
Okay, tell him I'm coming.
I'm
Okay.
Great work, Tom.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Great night.
You okay?
Yeah. I have to go, tell them I think we're calling it for
Drumpf.
Yeah. So, I should.
Right.
I should go. Yeah. I'll get in trouble if I don't go.
Okay, dude. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really my choice, right? So.
Sure. I mean, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pressing the button.
You have to push that button.
If you push that button,
your ass got to go.
Your ass got to go.
You have to push that button.
If they push that button,
your ass got to go.
Your ass got to go.
I'm gonna blast you.
Blast you.
So high in the sky.
So high in the sky.
I'm gonna blast you.
Gonna blast you.
So high in the sky.
So high in the sky.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Kiss your ass.
Or I'm not even pressing the button. I'm asking them to prepare to press the button.
Right, and all that does is just, like, launch a nuclear attack. So.
It's not going to change anything if I don't go, so.
A couple minutes, so, I mean.
Right. Realistically. Crazy one.
This means that all
so Tom just told me,
will go on to Arizona.
Everybody, calling it from
Drumpf.
He's calling it from
Drumpf.
Everybody, yeah.
So he said, yeah?
I just said.
I'm calling it from
Drumpf.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well then, Dave.
Okay. Lydia, get me
Drumpf.
Wins, get the ticker going on ATN citizens. Let the people know two mins and ATN is going to call it.
We are going to make this call now. The ATN decision desk has looked at the numbers and is ready to declare Arizona for
Donald Drumpf.
This means that
Drumpf
will be the next president of the United States, winning the most unreal, surreal election we have ever seen in this country.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.